The D-backs and Giants from San Francisco on Sunday. Ryan Vogelsong signed a one-day contract to retire as a Giant. Meanwhile, Chris Stratton put together a stellar pitching performance.
Got him. Finally gets Peralta, and that's going to end the inning. Peralta can't believe it. And the walk.
And that's an easy RBI. So Chris Stratton going to score his first run of his career. And he now has a two-run lead.
On the ground, Descalzo. That's one, and they will not turn it. And coming in to score is Panic. So tagging up and going to third on Crawford's ball allowed the Giants to score that run. Obviously tried to get Martinez out, but keep him in the park. My bad.
Well, that's a significant home run for J.D. Martinez. That's number 40 on the year. Combined with what he did in Detroit and what he's doing here with the Diamondbacks.
He hits a high fly ball to left. It is out of here. Sandoval knocks it out right-handed, and it's 5-2. About that.
Well, a two-hit day for Pablo Sandoval. Ding dong, the slump is dead.
The Giants have a nice pregame ceremony for Ryan Vogelsong, and they go out and beat the Diamondbacks 7-2 on Sunday, avoiding the sweep and end the four-game losing streak. Chris Stratton wins again. He's 3-3, six innings, five hits, two runs, a walk, and four strikeouts. The rookie right-hander has a 2.17 ERA over his last six games. J.D. Martinez hit his 24th home run as a Diamondback and drove in a pair. He has 40 home runs overall in the season. Chris Iannetta chipped in a 3-for-4. The Giants avoid a sweep and end a four-game losing streak as they defeat the Diamondbacks 7-2 on Sunday. After the game, here's Giants manager Bruce Bochy.
Yeah, we did a good job of, you know, putting the ball in play. You know, hitting the holes there, moving the guys, keeping the line moving, as we say. And, you know, it's been a while since we've had a game like that. And we got a lot of guys banged up and had some kids out there and facing a good pitcher. And they did a terrific job to support Stratton, who, I mean, he's on a nice roll. Again, he just pitches a beautiful game. Stuff is crisp. Location is good. Solid six innings. But good to see this offense do some little things to help win that ball game. Yeah, he hasn't gotten a lot of bats right-handed, but and I don't know how long it's been, 3-4 years. You guys, I'm sure, know, but it's good to see him have a good day. Both sides, home run, base hit from left side. Almost had another one there, but, you know, he stayed back better. He got better swings off, and so and that home run was big because they're back in the ball game. And they brought in a lefty and had nothing, you know, almost all left-handers out there. So it's good to see him just get a hold of one from the right side to give us a three-run cushion.
Pablo Sandoval was among the offensive leaders for the Giants, going 2-for-3, driving in three, including hitting his seventh home run of the season. And he recaps his day after the game.
You know, he's been throwing the ball real good. You know, it's the guy you want to throw, go there and do his work. It's one of the things you're looking for. A starting pitcher, and he do the job to it.
Pablo, for you today at the plate, a very successful day. Two hits, three RBI, but a home run from the right side. We have not seen that in a while. I know you have struggled from the right. What have you been working on, and how good did it feel to get one from the right?
You know, I've been working hard in the cage with Bam Bam. You know, I try to do everything I can out there, you know. Try to put a good swing to the ball. You know, it's just every day try to hit the ball hard. You know, I got lucky in that one, but, you know, just keep working every day and do everything you can.
And then playing first base, you've been stellar the last few games. How different is it for you to play first versus third?
It's different, but, you know, you keep your mind in the game. you got more emotion out there. You have to do a lot of things out there, but, you know, feel good in first base too.
Monday, the Diamondbacks are in San Diego. The Giants get a day off before hosting the Rockies Tuesday.